be a bad company. Well, they decided that such a hassle, they decided they didn't want to get the They decided that. Market's at 147 today, 939.92. Apparently, John Erlich, they've arrested all the demonstrators. What happened? I'm not sure. About 2,000 in the area of the Capitol, and they were ready to move to arrest them. And John Irwin tells me now they have. Three members of Congress, including Abzug and Delos, intend to speak to them. Mr. Kennedy has announced that he's planning hearings regarding the federal government's handling of the demonstrations this week, and his staff has indicated they feel abuses occurred in dealing with the demonstrators on Monday, November 8th. Let's talk about the...
All right.
I just started checking.
Why is it that the letters themselves are just, you know, they're terrific stories.
I see why we couldn't call them, I'm very understanding the basis, and just say your letter was so inspiring to the president and the people here that we just wondered if you would be willing to... Your other people.
Got that. Oh, local organization, well, at least discuss it with your... Display of the way I discussed with Conley, I had to be talking, you know, together with Monty. There's a couple of Monty together, but... Really, that's the key. Looking for... I need to have a real problem, of course. I think Jerry, we don't go to the house, I think she might live in the house. And so, if it was a contact center, do you think we would change something?
Well, the,
Quiet laws.
Some of those kind, yeah, and those guys have, they recorded a vote against, the guys that campaigned against it, and I kind of like, they voted against it, they have a... If we figure out the rationale, we've got an opportunity to say the situation's changed now. And I voted against it, but, and then go into the knowledge of the House is acting. I don't know what, but they're... Or that now that I've seen the consequences of it.
Either the consequences of it, or they could say that now that the House is acting, it's on a conference report, and they could take a walk. That's the point.
Personal charity, father that Jesus got in the process, didn't think he was gonna live. Yes, he doesn't, he's not a very good loser.
I don't know whether we did our good job down here, then we didn't probably have our ducks in a row enough, but...
Well, they all said we did, and the Magruder did a superb job, who was running.
They said that, but I don't know, maybe he did a good job on the PR side, but not so good on the committee. No, the county knows the side, it's a different game. Not saying that, I don't know.
Could be.
You may have done both, you may have done both.
Now, the House guys told them there was no problem, Jerry told them they didn't think he had any problem,
told them it'll be last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Want to come down and...
So, this is just, more grandstand.
being on our television. The feeling is that Kennedy is getting himself out on the wrong side of this issue by doing this.
He doesn't need this.
Yeah, I'm like with Kennedy. I mean, it's like me trying to get on for the virtues.
Yeah, right.
But the crime's pretty good. Gee, I shouldn't come out against him. I could have been a goddamn fool to come out for him.
Well, where are you at?
Well, I'm sitting so.
Right.
And also, let's get Muskie in there with him. So, Muskie and Humphrey. Lovely, don't you?
Thank you.
It's been handled. Well, they didn't do anything out there at the Congress. Did they get the Congress?
Yeah, they did.
After the last bustle rolled away, about 90 or 100 came from nowhere and busted through the police lines and ran up the steps toward the entrance. The police are chasing them, and I just came over the radio, the Secret Service radio. I haven't got a report as to what's happened since. But they were very peaceful otherwise, and they just sat up there. And
who arrested them? The D.C. police or the Capitol Police?
I don't know.
Must have been D.C.
They've been presumably the Capitol Police called them. They brought the buses, hauled them away.
Once you reveal which on, which is just going to handle it with great efficiency.
Yeah, still, yeah.
What the hell else could we do?
That Wilson went to the mat today. He said to the press, I assume total responsibility for the arrest procedure. The decision was mine. I think it was correct. I think it was necessary in the protection of private property and the public safety of Washington citizens. And I have no apologies to make.
Okay. Good for him.
I have a guy to be the next head of the FBI. Here's a guy. I'm going to have a high school education. That's just great. Not even high school. He finished high school after he got
that
school. But he's just done. Well, we programmed him to do this morning, and he did better than you could possibly program him.
Well, we've got people around here.
Why does he need that?
It's just amazing.
Why?
Yeah, there's hardly anybody around this country that would do things.
Well, we asked him to.
I know that nobody else does.
I know, but he has never let us down yet.
But he also never steps up to it. How old is he, John?
I would guess about 45.
Oh, no. Big, good looking.
Been married 15 years, according to the newspaper story. Today's anniversary.
And you had a call, it's his wedding anniversary today. His wife said, I guess we'll come out to...
Take him a sandwich with two candles.
To the cafeteria or something.
You got Mrs. Wilson, the wife of the chief of police in Washington. He's been living in a hotel downtown. He hasn't been going home. He's got a police department.
I got over to the command center.
Oh, did you?
For the mayor's?
You know,
Secret Service.
Oh, good.
Last night.
So.
Good.
Yeah, they've pulled.
I don't know. They got about 20, 30 guys sitting there.
Yeah,
with a little microphone.
Yeah,
pictures.
Well, see, they have surveillance all over town called into there, so the Secret Service knows.
Why do they have to know so much?
Well, because they need to know well in advance that anything is coming this way. They need to know what's happening out by the sheriff for the protection of the vice president, and so they have to keep track.
And they've got nothing else to do. They have to wait till someone comes after you, so yeah. While they're sitting around waiting, they then will better know what's happening.
Well, they also have responsibility for the embassies. If there were a march on a South Vietnamese embassy or something like that.
The other thing is that
that's a good source of information for us. It really helps us as they keep track of what's going on.
Ms. Wilson, I want to congratulate you on your 15th wedding anniversary. I don't think your husband will be at home, but if he does, why, you tell him that we think he's all done a splendid job down there and with the whole city, and I think the nation's very proud of what he's done.
He really set the foundation. Secretly, I saw it pretty heavy this afternoon on this whole business of unconstitutional arrest and all that. And he was I don't know who, but the mob. And he was able to say, look, the chief of police. police has made a statement on this, and I just don't have anything to add to it. That was it.
We're in the session, sir. Don't give an inch. I don't give an inch. And Bob, I want you to keep this, I said, nobody is to get out of this White House step. I see anybody that's left the whole goddamn steps fire. You know what I mean? No leaves, no concerns. People around the president are worried. If anything, I think we should have thought a few more of the bastards. That's my attitude. It's very important. We show absolute united front all over. Just if they don't agree, just don't shut up. My mother is always moving around. Let's not overreact. It was fine the first day, but second day, I'm worried. No, sir. Don't ever, once you start on a road, John, never turn back.
Now, you've got a very good, strong position right now.
I think we are.
And I mean, you're thinking of hanging there. That's right. Yeah, you got guys like Sam Irvin.
I heard that he said something.
And, he's the first to come storming out on a constitutional issue, but he said he was sorry. He thought that the thing was handled but very well. So, I think we just hang in.
The Kennedy thing was the first break.
Yeah.
From any responsible person. Of course, he's, tell me trying to appeal to it.
Well, it may be a reflex thing, because he did it before. And he got a little mileage out of it before. And his staff may be...
It may be this entire knowledge to try to capture the left of the Democratic Party particularly. This must be his wallet. And Humphrey, of course, is playing me a little too close. So Kennedy tries to get the left.
If he has no credibility with that.
Oh, God, yes.
These kids that were in town, they think Kennedy is a sellout.
Oh, no.
Really?
Kennedy?
Yes, sir.
I don't think of
him. Well, not the one that does.
Who the hell do they love?
Montgomery.
Oh, Christ, they should. Kennedy, I'm sorry. Where did they, how do they think Kennedy sold him out?
Because he came out so late on the war.
Oh. I see, because he came out so late. But that was always against.
Yeah.
How quick were they? He's a switch.
They had no
Speed guns.
No.
Humphrey just isn't there. Even if you were with
establishing
with them.
Yeah.
He really doesn't need to read with them. Humphrey is basically an ultra-liberal.
But he is
by his touch. He's just a Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, Humphrey is closer to him than any other.
But he's the old school battling politician type of
Teddy.
Now, my information is current. It's 5 or 6 months before I talked to anybody, about that. But that crowd really considered him a sellout.
Let me let you in on something that I do not want to discuss with anybody else in the staff. But I'm just reported Les Aarons came in today. They're not telling the record, chance. I don't want them to know this. Or do they not know? They're going to work out a deal with some senators and a few things, hoping whether they can combine. But the old Republican Senator coalition is very terrible. Now, this was common suggestion. They're on the SST on Tuesday next, or Wednesday. The Democrat probable Massachusetts to prescribe the $3 million for termination costs and insert $280 million for the SST. You can get 5 switches and carry it in the house. Doesn't respond, just try. It goes, and of course it's in conference that goes back to the Senate poll. The border feels very, very strong.
Yeah,
I guess. And I think it's just fine. Let them take it. They get cracked in. And who knows? I don't know what senator can switch. That's the only problem. Connolly, who has to be let in because he's got an announce logging in our economy, feels that she can get a couple of senators to switch. Huh? You.
Yeah, bro. Maybe.
That's one they go.
And the other.
Maybe Tony.
Tony. Cranston.
I don't know. He's taking a lot of gas.
You could take the, well, you could get, frankly, the chambers. supported both of them.
They said they, that's right, they said they, is this a good time to put them on the ballot?
They said, if you just told us, we could have delivered all, I mean, I have, but I mean, our Jews.
Right.
They supported them too.
Ted Cummings, that much.
That's right, they're good guys, they just go right on.
I had lunch with Frank Bo the other day, and he was on this, and.
Is he?
Very.
He saw it, I would never suggest it, but if they reach it, you know, Jerry's cautious salt, down to reach his conclusion on his own, he's gonna go.
I knew they were coming.
I think he'll hear it.
I think he'll hear it, if he is, he'll have to be a great shot in the arm.
If he agrees, he'll finish it, he'll go through the house.
Yeah.
Just.
Well, either a step of the money get through the house, you realize, a conference is a conference.
Well, they go to Senate first.
No, I don't, I don't. The appropriations, I think this bill has already been in the Senate, sure.
And they come back now.
This is a bill that's come back to the House.
It started the House, went to the Senate, they deleted it.
See, they.
That's coming back. This is a new amendment, doesn't go to.
They'll amend it, and then the bill, because of the difference between the House and the Senate, will go to Congress, the difference must be resolved.
That would be my guess, I don't know exactly the posture of it, but Bo seemed to think that they had a fighting chance in Congress.
Well, there's the point, you see, the difference has to be resolved, and then.
Then it would go to the Senate.
Then it has to go to both Houses to approve the Congress report, and you'd have it all fight there. But that would give the left-wingers who voted against it a chance to get off the hook and say, well, I couldn't vote against the whole appropriation, so I had to vote for the report. See my point? Otherwise, you kill, we not only kill, you just, you have legislative chaos. See, an appropriations bill, it's most irresponsible voted individual can pass to vote against an appropriations bill.
This appropriations bill is in its, what, 11th month of a continuing resolution right now.
Yeah, they'd love to get it done before the year.
Anyway, let me say this, I think it's coming up at a better time. At a better time, I mean, like, this demonstration helps us.
The Lockheed crisis.
The war is off the front page.
That's the point, they think it's Lockheed, there's gonna have to vote, but Cantrell has to be for Lockheed, Cantrell will be for Lockheed against this. Well, and Magnuson and Jackson have stronger trading stock now. Because the fellows who have Lockheed have got to come to Magnuson and Jackson for votes.
And this is where you make a deal with both the California senators.
Yeah.
I think that's how you get Princeton, as well as Senator Stein.
We need three, we lost one of five.
Yep.
That's three more. Princeton, Stein, and Canberra.
If so, yep.
But didn't we have one that could have gotten?
Yes, there was another one, there was one in 82.
Well, it was Clinton Anderson, who apparently never understood what the hell was going on. And the feeling was that if Jackson had really held his arm, that.
Jackson was mad, and then he asked him, Jackson, but he needed these for shit.
You know, Jackson usually programs him.
And there's one that you could ship. You've only got to ship three.
She's got a clean ones on it now.
That's the other thing, a lot of them are clean.
Yeah. Gone now, it's not the House. You see, everybody's almost everybody said, John, if the House had voted for it, it would have passed the Senate. But the House had voted against it, made the ballot harder than it, right?
Yeah.
The Senate's not a stand-up body. But now the House moves for it. And these guys.
That's terrifically important too, because if that's what turn around, then the B1 and all these other things would have a much better climate. Right now, you've got an eroding situation.
The time you have a better climate.
Yeah. Turn around this. Oh, this boy. This second. We'll accept second place psychology. I'm on board, and incidentally, this is one time we're going to play a role. If there are Republicans down there, we're voting against. They just heard a few of them up here and all this. I'll say, God damn it, we got to have you. And we'll play it all out. We got to wait till Jerry gets there. He doesn't want to give him too much notice on us. You know, so he didn't out drop him. But I believe pretty absolutely unsure.
Well, you'll have time to work on the Senate.
The House will move back. I mean, you've got to get the House voted, I think, on the Republican side or some of the leaders' matters over there.
That's right.
It's not 150 to 1,000 demonstrators have already been arrested or en route. There's a meeting at St. Stephen's Church tonight with the May Day Coalition. Turkey is a rainy day, it's a group of University of Maryland students will attempt to block traffic on Route 1 in the vicinity of College Park, Maryland. Well, that's what they did that other time.
Yeah, that's kind of pathetic. And then, well, their big deal was to stop all traffic in the district, so now they're going to block it out of College Park, Maryland, and they don't care.
Secret Service is planning to resume normal operations, removing all barricades, extra guards, et cetera, at 6 p.m.
Well, what are they not planning to do around?
Not around, no, there's no intelligence of it at all. They were planning to stay at Congress forever, you know, until they signed the peace treaty.
Nobody in the world is at the moment, do they?
I haven't heard that. Not lately.
I said there was just right, this guy right up there, throwback, he said, well, Jesus, seven is, and I don't, he wasn't, no, he didn't dodge.
They were trying to get him to comment on whether or not the president regretted the violation of people's constitutional rights in the arrest process. And he just held firm.
Regretted, Jesus Christ. He didn't say, he didn't.
No, he did not, he said he hung very tough, and he said they mad, and went away just mad as hell. So, that's right, I think, right, what that is.
Question?
No, I well, busy customer, he called me as soon as briefing, so, he's good, and I regret, I'm proud of him.
I'm more of a man.
Well, I'm sure he didn't say that.
Well, you know, just keep your, just hold your regret on, we can really get this going.
I'd be a real cool.
Really would, they'll just be saying, get out, and let us see, up the wall, and all these goddamn horrible people, you know, loathing them for that.
Well, and I'm really concerned about the, our ability to get some of these other technological things through in the future. Once they start to harness road.
That's right.
I know. They, arguing, well, you know, you voted against the SSC, you can't very well now change your position and be for the B1, because it's going to pollute the atmosphere and all this stuff.
The B1 is basically a military version of SSC.
Well, no, it's a very fast military bomber. And,
It's the same speed, yes?
No, I don't think it's as fast. It's not as fast as the SSC, but they're starting an attack on it already.
Exactly.
Park fire and some of these climates.
They're one better than they can get through the Russian, those, the mainstream now.
Yeah.
While I was building.
Piece of work. Well, I told President GK again, apologize.
No, I didn't, you're going nuts, and I called Mrs. Wilson, congratulating her on her 15th wedding anniversary.
Her husband's chief of police.
He's the big red hair.
Greatly appreciate many hours of overtime.
So he knew that the whole city and the nation was proud of what he's done.
Now, don't, this idea of a Christ saves, what you mean, that I would, the one opinion that I regretted the violation of constitutional rights? What the hell, I regret the way that they have violated the rights of people to deny their damn tires slashed, or their trash dumped over.
Or to get to the everything in the constitutional rights of those people?
Who was this listening to?
They were saying about it to Shaq.
Listen to our cat, oh, well, sir.
Let's go right there. Was, well, Pierpont got it covered.
Oh, well.
I said, how's that in the Pierpont, he's really, what are you trying to do, rather?
Bucking, they're going up.
Pierpont used to be irrational, that's what he's after.
He's not very smart, we're talking to the land.
Yeah, Pierpont University is not very smart.
That's right.
You can get Pierpont sometimes, you get it down to your office.
He just not very smart.
Working goes on here, but I'll tell you, he gets hung up on these things, he's emotional, very emotional.
Yeah, or I wish they'd hit me with that, I'd kick him in the balls.
Because they need to get you. What they were going after was in a quote, and they were just dying to get it. Like, those who see you, and they come back to it, and I go through something else, and they come back to it.
And I really want you to quote, say that I agree.
Now, if we're looking for a quote.
Yeah.
Which said that the president regrets that the constitutional rights of some of those who were arrested were violated.
Okay.
Well, if I say that,
the word regret.
Well, I guess the whole thing that, you know, there's sometimes you can cut it off, and then there are some questions that are so legit that if you don't, you know, strike back at them, then that stands as the impression the president's attitude.
So you kept repeating that I thought they'd done a hell of a good job.
Not a competent, appropriate job.
Right.
Over and over again. And I sent not only the police department, but the U.S. foreign troops that tried an excellent job, and the city officials and so forth. And I said, I don't want anything I say to even lead to the question if there's any doubt that the president feels.
Good.
And then I said, you have to keep in mind that this was a very unusual situation that occurred here, where people came to town, stopped the operation of the government through violence, civil disobedience. That in itself is something that probably has never occurred here in Washington, you know, before.
All right, good. That's very well
danced around.
Well, I think it's a good thing to let the reputation of this town be a tough reputation.
Okay.
So that they...
But you can't come out here and kick us around.
That's the point.
I mean, that's us. We'll be the Chicago League.
I don't think Daley ever arrested that man, did he? Yeah, Chicago.
No, Daley, I don't know. He just beat him up.
We must be up pretty close to 10,000 now. See, they busted another 1,200 this afternoon.
They did. That's
what I've seen. That's what I can't. It was
constitutional.
There aren't these some of the repeaters, though.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. Why? I thought you were staying till the end of the piece. He said, I did. I came here to stay until we had peace in Vietnam, but I was arrested three times. I'm getting tired of the bomb on a bell. My head needs to be busted three times.
He said, my cameraman out there got me aside. Because they were coming over. They were coming at me on the star guy.
Oh, star.
That's why. See, I didn't say this for the president. I said, look. I sympathized with a guy who was inconvenienced in that way. That's as far as I went. Then went back and repeated the hard line. But he gave no quote personally. I was trying to turn him off at that point. But the cameraman came to me afterwards. They said, listen, we were out there. And they trespassed. He said, you should have asked those guys where they had their trespass and where they were arrested. He said, all we had to do was show them.
You know, this whole thing
is very disappointing. I bet those guys purposely didn't do it.
Oh, they wanted to be arrested. But the question is, if there is, there's one of them getting arrested.
Yeah. This whole episode reminds me of Germany right after the war.
Nobody was a Nazi.
Yeah, everybody had been against Hitler after the war. Here, everybody was just walking down the street. You don't find anybody who was arrested that was doing anything wrong.
Except some girl there in the jail, she just blew her sack. It was a great story. She said, look, goddamn, I came to town to Death Street. I'm not an innocent civilian. I was just walking down, we kind of scooped up, and I went to let out so I can demonstrate some more.
Well, the only one I've heard of.
But also, they were here peacefully.
Yeah, I was just walking down the street, and I was busted, you know.
Well, that's what we did.
Somebody from Texas, his son got arrested, his 15-year-old son got arrested, he was out with the crowd somewhere, and he got called in. And his father, this was yesterday, I guess, his father brought him into the house barbershop this morning at opening time. So he gets in the door and said, cut all his hair off, this is the last time he's going to pull something like that. So, and the barber's got his hair off.
I have William D. Ruckel's house upstairs, who's coming to get woodshedded, so I better get up there.
Anything he's spent, everybody's in California,
I understand. He's not spent, unfortunately. He's doing other things.
He has a research fund. No letting through any of our friends. That's why he's coming in tonight. So that's my situation. Well, I mean, he said he worked out with you, but it's to be, people make the announcement.
Yeah.
I think that there's been so much interest in the name there, I don't think John has any reason to go to Fraser. But he says he's not, obviously he's got to say that I approve it. I think he should come here and talk to me, go out and make it out here, but even then, I didn't agree with talking to him. So you work it out with him, trying to make it for your briefing, if you think,
Well, anyway.
Why don't you want to leak it to the Times?
We do have something to say, Chairman, but I think we'll get another big play out there, see if we can leak the Times in there, I'm sure. We'll just leave.
Well, just say it. Say that the president has an appointment, Secretary Conley tomorrow.
Well, we should have did that.
No. Well, you said that I have, and it is assumed they're going to discuss this, discuss Lockheed. That's what these articles.
Yeah.